Still gambling everything we've ever made on ladies' college volleyball. It's the I Can't Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Who's going to complain? Huh? Him?
I'll do. I'm going to sit here and complain.
Oh, there's a rapist on the loose. He's on the loose. Welcome to the show. My name is John. Evidently, we have a rapist on the loose here, and everybody's like, be on the lookout for the rapist. Look out for the rapist. Sleep with your back against the wall and wear multiple layers of underwear just in case the rapist catches you. They said, there's a rapist on the loose. I said, where else in society do we declare something's on the loose other than a rapist? If you tell me somebody's on the loose, I'm just going to assume that he's raped. I've been heeding the warnings, though. I've been taking all the precautionary steps that I know how to take to avoid getting raped. I've been sleeping with my back against the wall. I've been wearing 6 to 8 layers of tight, form-fitting underwear out in public on a daily basis. And no sundresses. Unfortunately, I can't even wear sundresses. You think that you're having a bad January? Imagine how bad of a January that I'm having. I can't even wear a nice light sundress out in public. It's fucked up. It's all fucked. They told us to use the buddy system. I've had to link up with one of my friends just to make sure that I'm suitable to go out in public. I've had to tape. Yes, I've gained some weight in the last 6 months. I've had to actually tape my titties back for the last week. I've had to wrap gauze around my breast to make sure they're not sagging when I go out in public. They told us to use the buddy system, so I'm snapping cleavage shots. I'm taking pictures of myself and sending them to my friend to make sure I'm not attractive before I go out in public. If you've never woken up at 5 a.m. to preview nudes of one of your best friends to make sure he's not rapeable before he goes to work, then you're not living the same life that I'm living. And you might say, John, don't worry. The authorities will do their job. They'll catch him. I don't think they will. I read an official press release, and it sounds like to me the authorities have thrown their hands up in the air and they've said, we can't catch him. We just have to wait till he gets tired of raping. Like, maybe he'll just exhaust himself and we can catch him when he checks into the Motel 6. But they want us to be on the lookout for trails of semen. That was in the official press release. They said, be on the lookout for trails of semen. I don't get paid. I'm not on the clock. You want me to walk around town with a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes looking for trails of semen? One of my friends, though, she was afraid. She said, I'm going to go down to the whistle store and I'm going to pick up a rape whistle. I said, don't be silly. The rape whistle store sold out hours ago. You should have woke up earlier if you wanted to get one of those. All jokes aside, though, the authorities have asked for our help finding this rapist. And now everybody's out there. Everybody wants to catch the rapist. Everybody always talks about how much they want to make a difference. Everybody just wants to make a difference. I've never made a difference in my entire life, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I don't presume that I'm going to make a difference. In a way, though, I'm probably actually more delusional than the people that think they can make a difference because I know that I can't. I know eventually this world's going to just burn up or freeze up or however the it's all going to shit one way or the other. That's my point. None of this matters. I basically know that none of it matters, and yet I continue just to get on the hamster wheel and run around in circles, even with the knowledge that nothing matters. What the hell is that noise? Jessica, what's going on? Back it up, boys! Back it up! He's gonna back into the house, Jessica! Yeah, put it through the window! Oh, what the fuck is this? It's the new Pure Russian Rainwater shipment straight off the docks! Jessica, the window wasn't even open. There's a hole in the side of the house now. Always complaining. Can't even enjoy the fresh air. Now I can enjoy the fresh air. It's a wind tunnel. And I have thousands of Pure Russian rainwater cans in here now. At least throw me one of those. Throw me a can. Here you go. Ice cold. I say it's ice cold. It's frozen, Jessica. They're all frozen. I can't even drink it. I guess we'll have to thaw them on the burn barrel. Yeah, throw them on the burn barrel. Great. It's finally useful for something. It's freezing in here now, though. I'll plug in the space heater. Thank you, Jessica. I'm freezing my balls off in here, and I've frozen my balls off before, literally before. They packed a suitcase and went to Southern Florida and said, I'll be back in the spring, and I took my balls to the Greyhound station, and I had to buy them separate tickets, one for each individual nut, and they went off to Florida. Yeah, that doesn't sound true at all. All right, you caught me. I'll admit that that's not true, but I have endured some long, cold winters. About 15 years ago, I was living with some roommates in a house, and we decided it was a good idea to go all winter without buying heat. I guess it was oil heat. So we didn't have any money. We didn't invest in heat. So we froze our ass off the entire winter. The only real source of heat in the home was when somebody sparked up a blunt, and you could catch a little warmth from it. You would sit close while they were smoking it, and you would maybe just get a 3-degree bump. Oh God, it's story time again.
I'm talking about my trials and tribulations, Jessica.
Yeah, you've had such a hard life.
Well, let's see. I grew up in Ohio. I've lived poor part of my life. And there's a rapist on the loose that could break at any moment and rape me. So you're damn right that I've lived a hard life, Jessica.
Fine, asshole. You don't have to be mean about it.
Are you crying?
No, some of the smoke from the burning wood actually got in my eyes. I'm burning with cedar today. Usually I use oak.
You know, every time I think that I live a hard, weird life, I look at you, Jessica. And man, you live it weirder than I do.
Pure Russian rainwater should be thawed soon. And I got some kidney beans going if you want any kidney beans.
No, I don't want any kidney beans, Jessica.
You sure you don't want a can of kidneys?
No, I don't want a can of kidneys. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Keep an eye on the burn barrel. I gotta go take a shit.
Unbelievable. And she's off to go take a shit, ladies and gentlemen. I was just talking about the winter that I went without heat. It's cold right now and everybody's bitching and moaning about the heat or lack thereof. Me personally, you can drop me in the bush with a pair of long johns and a can of pure Russian rainwater and I'll survive. I'm accustomed to the cold because I've lived long durations of my life below freezing.
Sub-zero.
Yeah, Jessica, sub-zero. Man, that was fast. You came back really quick from taking a shit. I've lived in conditions where you have to sleep in your full clothing and you have to walk around the house with a blanket. We stopped using the refrigerator because it was actually colder inside the house than it was inside the refrigerator. And I think there were two space heaters inside the house and we huddled around the space heaters like bums huddle around a burn barrel. When you can see your breath inside your house, you know you're not in a good place in your life. Some people have a policy at their house where you take your shoes off when you enter. Our policy was the exact opposite. You left your shoes on when you came to our house. Otherwise, you were leaving with no toes. Frostbite would set in almost immediately. I remember one day a stray dog showed up. He was on the porch and I tried to let him inside. I said, come on inside, man. I'm going to give you some food. And that dog looked at me and he said, you people are poor as fuck. I'm not entering that house because it's cold as shit. And he left, never to return. My point is, I survived a winter in conditions unfit for man nor beast.
Yeah, back it up right over here, boys. Same place as the last load.
Oh, no. I thought it was only one shipment.
One shipment, my ass. We got lots of these.
These aren't even full cans, Jessica. These are empties.
Yeah, I'm making a trip up to Michigan, man. I'm going to turn them in 10 cents a can. Mama's getting rich off of this.
It's actually not a bad idea. I probably should have done that when I was broke as fuck, living in a house without heat. I probably should have collected cans and turned them in. You live a vagabond lifestyle, Jessica. The point I'm trying to make is I wash my balls in ice water and I don't have time for people that have to throw on 50 layers of clothing just to go out for a fucking cafe latte at Starbucks. I don't like that shit. I saw some women exercising this morning and they use these poles. They're like skiing poles. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. They power walk with the poles. And I saw them out early this morning. They were bundled up in 8 layers of clothing, walking with these poles, something you would expect to see on a ski slope somewhere. But nope, they're walking on level terrain through a concrete jungle using poles, wearing 8 coats. And I'm a nice guy. I'm a friendly guy. So I tried to wave at one of them. You could tell that they didn't have a free hand. They were just clutching onto these poles. She didn't even make eye contact with me. She was wearing sunglasses like she was trying to prevent snow blindness, even though there's no snow on the ground right now. All I wanted was a nice little wave, a nice little, how are you doing this morning? But I didn't even get that. Looking back, she probably had on too many layers. She couldn't lift her arms above her waist. But I tried to be nice. I tried to be friendly. But all that's done now. And I say this with all due respect and in the nicest way possible, but these middle-aged broads that exercise in my neighborhood, you better look out for me when I pull out of my driveway, because I'm sure as hell not looking out for you. No more pleasantries, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Tomorrow when I get in my car and I put the key in the ignition and I drop that transmission into drive and I slowly begin to ease my way out of my parking spot towards the street. Normally I check both ways to make sure I'm not going to run anybody over. But all that's out the window. I will hit your ass.
Yeah, don't be afraid to get aggressive with it. Really slam it in there.
Oh, no. Jessica, there's going to be an avalanche.
Yeah, just dump it in the same spot. Nothing bad can happen.
The cans are falling, Jessica. It's an avalanche.
Are you okay?
Hey, no.
Oh, you're fucked up. He's fucked up, guys. Now time for a brand new segment that we've only done 5 weeks in a row. It's called The Headlines.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said this week that South Korea is now considered North Korea's primary adversary. I mean, that's cool with me. Whatever it takes to get the heat off the U.S., keep the nuclear weapons close to home. It's easier to hit them than it is to hit us. Thank you, South Korea. You did what generations of U.S. diplomats couldn't. Beloved ex-gang member Snoop Dogg says he turned down $100 million to pull that thing out on OnlyFans because his wife wouldn't allow it. This is the same man that lied to us and told us that he was going to quit smoking last month, so I'd expect to see his dick and balls on OnlyFans by the end of January. Back to North Korea, rare videos from North Korea show teens sentenced to hard labor for watching K-dramas. One of the teens said, "I made it through an entire season of the K-drama. Haven't I been tortured enough already?" An Arizona millennial who works three jobs still can't pay off her credit card bills, apparently, and says she feels like she's drowning. Speaking as somebody who's held three jobs and almost drowned once, drowning's a lot more relaxing. I gotta be honest with you, working three jobs, that's a bitch. And finally, the Supreme Court has allowed Biden to remove razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Supporters of the razor wire are not concerned because they don't think that they'll allow an 85-year-old man on a ladder. Like, that shit ain't going anywhere. That bitch too old to take it down. And those are the headlines. Well, being poor isn't cool, but evidently acting poor is cool. Trust me, it wasn't cool when I was dead broke 10 years ago, but evidently it's in style. An article from Yahoo says, "I've got $7 a day to live on. Young Americans are taking part in a viral trend called loud budgeting." According to the article, loud budgeting is exactly what it sounds like, loudly declaring that you can't afford something because it's not in your budget. So evidently, we're about to endure a wave of broke-ass college kids that feel the need to share it with us. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if you don't have any money. Starve on the streets for all I care. I mean, it seems annoying to just have to walk around every day and tell everybody that you're broke, but what the hell do I know? You're just shouting at people on the street, "I have $7! Bitch, I have $7 to my name!" I mean, at some point after you've been broke for decades, it's incumbent, it's important for people around you to realize that you've been broke for an extended period of time and stop inviting you out. At some point, we have to stop inviting poor people out to dinner. Do you want to go out and grab a steak? Nope, not Bob. He's been broke for 2 decades. I am going to try and use this strategy the next time somebody comes up to me asking for money, some homeless person begging for change. I'm just going to look them in the eyes and yell at them, "Bitch, I have $7 to live on. Don't ask me for anything." I guess it's all relative, though. These people on TikTok are complaining about being broke, but they have $800 smartphones and blazing fast internet. The Google Fiber goes down and they can't wait to get back on TikTok to complain about how poor they are. I'm like, "Sorry, I couldn't post this afternoon. My Google Fiber internet went down. Now back to me complaining about how broke I am." Your can of kidneys is warm. Jessica, I don't want to eat a can of dirty ass kidney beans. Well, excuse me for eating kidney beans. I have to live on $7 a day, you bitch. Well, that does make me feel bad for judging your lifestyle. Maybe that's what this is all about. It's about making other people feel bad when they try to include you. I like that part. I like that part a lot. Trying to be friendly to somebody and they turn around and just yell in your face, "I've got $7. I feel like that's what my local government's done. They're loud budgeting. They just said, "We don't have the money to catch this rapist. You're going to have to follow trails of semen. Don't get raped." See you guys next Tuesday. Bye. I feel like American businesses aren't adapting to our growing size. I was at the convenience store today, and I could barely slide past this woman. She was so big. I tried to allow her a wide berth. I pretended it was a ship docking at a port. Several employees rushed over in an attempt to guide her to safety, but it was no use. She was too big. You gotta widen those aisles.
Fuck yeah.
We're getting big out here. You gotta widen these aisles.
Bye.
Like during COVID when it was all one-way traffic?
Be the next Tucker fucking Carlson.
That's what we need.
Or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
These convenience store aisles are no longer suitable for two-way traffic because we're too big.
I think you could.
I will say I'm probably going to have to use this loud budgeting technique on Matthew McConaughey because he keeps emailing me. Evidently, it's been 9 months since The Art of Living. Dean and Matthew, they emailed me today. They want more of my money. I'm just going to have to tell them I'm broke. I don't have anything for you. I don't want to take your classes. Shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better. I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore. You call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy.
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts and even some places where you don't. Oh, no. Not another load, Jessica. We can't handle it. Dump it in here, boys. You're killing me, Jessica. We're going to have another avalanche. Can I have your can of kidneys? You go ahead and eat it. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.